الحمد لله ذي الفضل العظيم.
Praises for Allah who is of magnificent favor.
والمن الجسيم.
And of abundant goodness.
يمد يده بالليل يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل.
He stretches out his hand at the night so that the person who is wicked bad in the day could repent, and stretches out his hand in the day so that the one who is bad in the night can repent.
لا يخيب من رجاه.
He never lets down the one who hopes in him.
ومن توكل عليه كفاه.
And if someone depends upon him, Allah is sufficient for them.
ومن تواضع لجلاله رفعه.
And if someone humbles themselves before his greatness, he raises that person.
ومن تكبر عن أمره وضعه.
And if someone is too arrogant to follow his command, he puts them down.
أرسل إلينا خير خلقه وأكرمهم عليه.
He sent to us the best of his creation and the most noble of them to him.
وأعظمهم منزلة لديه.
And the one of them who had the greatest station with him.
من ختم به النبيين والمرسلين.
The one with whom he sealed the prophets and messengers.
وجعله الشافع المشفع الأعظم يوم الدين.
And made him the greatest interceder and one who interceded on the day of rising.
اللهم صل وسلم في كل وقت وحال وحين على عبدك الأمين.
Oh Allah, send prayers and peace in every time upon the greatest of creation.
سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين.
The master of messengers and the seal of prophets.
وعلى آله وأهل بيته الطاهرين.
As well as on his folk and the pure people of his house.
وأصحابه الكرام الغر الميانين.
As well as his noble companions who are radiant and blessed.
وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
And also on those who follow them with excellence until the day of reckoning.
أما بعد فقد قصدنا إلى رحاب مولانا وجينا إلى بيت من بيوته.
To proceed, we have come to one of the arenas of our Lord and come to one of his homes.
وأدينا فريضة من فرائضه.
And have fulfilled one of his obligations.
وقعدنا نستمطر رحمته.
And we have sat seeking the rain of his mercy.
ولقد بعث الله بالشرائع أنبياءه ورسله.
Allah sent His prophets and messengers with sacred laws.
ليتشرف العباد بالوقوف ببابه واللياذي بأعتابه.
So that the servants could be ennobled by standing at His door and coming to His step and refuge.
فكل من لبى النداء وقف بالباب.
Everyone who responded to the call stood at the door.
ومظاهر باب ربكم الوسيع ما جعله سبحانه وتعالى من الطاعات والأمور المحبوبات التي شرعها على أيدي الأنبياء.
And the manifestations of the vast door of Allah are those acts of obedience and praiseworthy works that He legislated through His prophets.
فكل وصف محبوب لله تعالى وكل عمل صالح مقرب إلى الله تعالى فهو باب يدخل بك عليه.
Every beloved attribute to Allah and every pious deed that brings one nearer to Allah are a door through which one comes to Allah.
فمن تعلق قلبه بطاعة الله فقد حسن وقوفه على باب الله.
If someone's heart becomes attached to obedience to Allah, then this person has stood well at the door of Allah.
ومن مال إلى الغفلة فضلا عن المعاصي فقد أعرض عن باب ربه.
And if someone inclines to heedlessness, much less to disobedience, then he has turned away from the door of his Lord.
وأولى الأبواب بالوقوف عليه تبارك وتعالى الفرائض التي افترضها.
And the best of doors or the best of ways to stand at Allah's door is the obligation that Allah has made upon us.
وفيها قال في الحديث القدسي ما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه.
And in this regard he said in the sacred tradition, my slave does not draw nearer to me by anything more beloved to me than what I have made an obligation for him.
ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل بعد أداء الفرائض حتى أحبه.
And my servant continues to come near to me through performing voluntary works of worship after fulfilling obligations until I love him.
وإحسان الوقوف على باب الله تبارك وتعالى بصفاء الباطن والتنزه عن الأكدار.
And a good way to stand or good standing at the door of Allah is by having a pure heart and being clean from vices.
وأداء العمل على وصف الحضور والإحسان فيه.
And fulfilling one, performing one's works in a state of presence and doing them with excellence.
ومن أوسع تلك الأبواب الموصلة إليه الحضور في مجالس العلم والذكر رغبة في التقرب إليه.
And one of the best ways to stand at his door is becoming and attending gatherings of dhikr and of knowledge out of a desire to be near him.
وفيها جاءنا في الحديث الصحيح أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في مجلس من أصحابه فأقبل ثلاثة نفر.
And what has been narrated in a Sahih hadith of his is that he was sitting with his companions and three people approached.
فَأَمَّا أَحَدُهُمْ فَنَظَرَ إِلَىٰ فُرْجَةٍ فِي الْحَلَقَةِ وَالْمَجْلِسِ فَدَخَلَ فِيهَا وَجَلَسَ.
As for one, he saw a space in the circle and the gathering and entered it and sat.
وَأَمَّا الثَّانِي فَاسْتَحْيَ فَجَلَسَ خَلْفَ الْقَوْمِ.
As for a second, he was shy and sat behind the people.
وَأَمَّا الثَّالِثُ فَأَعْرَضَ وَأَدْبَرَ.
As for the third, he turned away and left.
فَلَمَّا انْقَضَى الْمَجْلِسُ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ عَنِ الثَّلَاثَةِ.
So when the gathering was concluded, he said to his companions, "Shall I not tell you about these three?"
قَالُوا بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ.
They said, "Of course, O Messenger of Allah."
قَالَ أَمَّا الْأَوَّلُ فَأَوَى إِلَى اللَّهِ فَأَوَاهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ.
As for the first, he took shelter with Allah, and Allah gave him shelter.
انظر قيمة الوقوف على هذا الباب.
Then look at the value of standing at this door.
مجلس علم فيه سيد الأحباب.
A gathering of knowledge in which the master of those who are beloved is present.
عد نبينا الإيواء إليه إيواء إلى الله تعالى في علاه.
Allah considered taking shelter there, taking shelter with Allah, or coming and in refuge to Allah.
قال وأما الثاني فاستحيا من الله فاستحيا الله منه.
He said, as for the second, he was shy from Allah, so Allah was shy from him.
قال شراح الحديث ومن استحي الله منه لم يعذب.
The commentators on this hadith said, and if Allah is shy from someone, He will never punish them.
وأما الثالث فأعرض عن الله فأعرض الله عنه.
The Prophet ﷺ said, as for the third, he turned away from Allah, and Allah turned away from him.
وتأمل الخطر فيما قال ربك ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى.
And look at the danger of this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if someone turns away from my remembrance, for indeed he will live a wretched life and be resurrected on the day of rising blind.
أسأل الله أن يرزقنا صدق الإقبال عليه.
We ask Allah to give us to truly turn to him.
وما من ساعة ولا لحظة إلا ويمكن أن يكون لك فيها وصول ودخول وقبول.
There is no time nor any instant except that in it you can have an arrival and you can have an entering and you can have an acceptance.
بمختلف من الصفات والأعمال والنيات.
Through varying attributes, deeds and intentions.
حتى قال العارفون بالله إن الطرق الموصلة إلى الله على عدد أنفاس الخلائق.
To the extent that the knowers of Allah said, indeed the paths that make one reach Allah are in accordance to the breaths of creatures.
ففي كل نفس يمكن أن تصل.
So in every breath you can arrive.
لأن من دق باب كريم فتح.
Because someone who knocks at the door of someone who is generous, he will open.
ومن فتح له الباب دخل.
And if someone enters the door, if the door is open for someone, he will enter.
ومن دخل اتصل.
And if someone enters, he will arrive.
ومن اتصل وصل.
And the one who enters will be connected, and the one who connects will be made to arrive, and that means at the knowledge of Allah.
ومن وصل وصل.
And the one who is made to arrive will arrive.
ومن وصل إلى الله فلا يدري أحد ما يحصل ويجود به المولى عليه إلا الله تعالى.
And if someone reaches to Allah, no one can know that to which he reaches, and the munificence, the total generosity that Allah gives him, no one knows this except Allah.
أحسن وقوفك على باب الله.
So stand excellently with ihsan at the door of Allah.
من أداء الفرائض.
By fulfilling one's obligations.
صلاة أو زكاة.
Acts of prayer and zakat.
صوما أو حجا.
Fasting and hajj.
أو صدقا في القول.
Or being truthful in speech.
أو نظرا بعين الاعتبار.
Or looking with an eye of reflection.
أو برا للوالدين.
Or being kind to parents.
أو صلة للأرحام.
Or maintaining bonds of kinship.
أو أداء للأمانة.
Or fulfilling one's trusts.
وإلى غير ذلك من الفرائض.
And other obligations than this.
فكلها أبواب إلى الله.
All of these are doors to Allah.
وراعي فيها حالة قلبك.
And in these be very mindful of the state of your heart.
فإن من أيسر وأسهل وأوسع الأبواب الموصلة إلى الله انكسار القلب من أجل الله.
For indeed from one of the easiest, simplest and that most broad doors to Allah is the hearts being humble or broken for Allah.
وهو يقول في الحديث القدسي أنا عند المنكسرة قلوبهم من أجلي.
And he says in the sacred tradition, I am with those whose hearts are broken for my sake.
وأعلم أنه لا أعلى من الذين يشمرون ثم ينكسرون من أجل الله.
And know that there's no one higher than those who work hard and then they're broken for Allah's sake or humble for Allah's sake.
وبعدهم أقرب إلى رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى من يقصرون ولكن ينكسرون من أجل الله.
And after them who are still near to Allah Ta'ala but not as near as the first are those who fall short and they're humble for Allah Ta'ala.
فهم أقرب ممن يشمرون ولا ينكسرون من أجل الله.
How these people are nearer than those who work hard but they're not humble for Allah's sake.
وأبعد الخلق من يقصرون ولا ينكسرون من أجل
And the most distant of people are those who fall short and they are not humble for Allah's sake.
لكن رتب المشمرين المنكسرين من أجل الله عالية رفيعة لا يبلغها سواهم.
However, the station of those who work hard and then they're broken for Allah's sake, that's the highest station and no one reaches that other than them.
فتجد أولئك الصادقين المحسنين الوقوف على باب الله تبارك وتعالى كثير الطاعات والعبادات وخوفهم وحياؤهم وخجلهم وانكسارهم أشد من الذي فعل المعاصي والذنوب.
And you find those who are true and who have ihsan, they're excellent in standing at Allah's door. They have many acts of obedience and then their hearts are still broken and their hearts will be humble, humbler than those who fall short even.
وفي معنى من الوقوف على باب الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن ذكر أويس القرني يا عمر يا علي إذا أنتما لقيتماه فاسألاه أن يستغفر لكما يغفر الله لكما.
And in the meanings of standing well at Allah's door, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarni, O Omar and O Ali,
if you meet him and you're able, then have him seek forgiveness for you and Allah will forgive you.
فلقاء الصالحين وطلب دعائهم وطلب الاستغفار منهم باب تقف به على الله.
So meeting the pious and seeking their dua and asking them to seek forgiveness for you from Allah, this is a door through which one draws nearer to Allah.
في آخر خلافة سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب حج فسأل عند الكعبة الحجاجة من أهل اليمن.
In the last year of the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab, he asked the people of Hajj, are there Yemenis among you?
فقابله جماعة منهم فسألهم عن أهل مراد.
So a group of the Yemenis met him and he asked them about the people of an area or a tribe named Murad.
فقابله عدد من تلك القبيلة فسألهم عن أهل قرن.
And a group of people from that tribe met him, so then he asked them about the people of Qaran.
فقابله شيخ منهم.
So then an old man from them met him.
قال أتعرف أويس بن عامر القرني؟
He said, do you know أويس بن عامر القرني؟
قال ما أعرف أحدا يصلح أن أرفعه إليك إلا رجل فينا ضعيف وناقص وهو معنا يرعى إبلا لنا.
And he said, I don't know anyone who's fitting for us to raise up to you except one man. He's weak and he's deficient and he's tending to, he's grazing our camels.
قال أبي حرمنا هذا هو؟
And he said, is he in this sacred precinct of ours?
قال نعم.
He said, yes.
قال أين يوجد؟
And he said, where is he?
قال عند عرفة يرعى إبلا لنا.
And he said, at Arafah, tending to our camels.
فركب مع سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب حتى جاءوا إليه.
So then he rode along with سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب until they went to him.
فوجدوه قائما يصلي عند شجرة والإبل ترعى حوله.
So they found him standing praying at a tree and the camels were grazing around him.
فسلموا عليه فلما حس بهم خفف الصلاة وسلم عليهم.
So they greeted him with salams and when he sensed that they were there, he shortened his prayer and returned the salams to them.
فقال له سيدنا عمر من أنت؟
So Sayyidina Umar said to him, and who are you?
قال عبد الله.
He said, I'm this عبد الله.
قال قد عرفت الخلق كلهم عبيد الله. ما اسمك الذي تدعوك بأمك؟
He said, I know all of the creatures are, all of humanity are Allah's slaves. However, what is the name that your mother calls you by?
قال أويس.
He said, أويس.
قال ابن عامر.
He said, and Umar said, the son of عامر.
قال نعم.
He said, yes.
من قرن ثم من مراد.
And he said from قرن and then مراد.
قال نعم.
And he said yes.
قال كانت لك والدة وكنت بها برا.
And he said you had a mother and you were good to her.
قال نعم.
And he said yes.
قال وكان بك برص فبرأت منه.
And he said and you had vitiligo or برص and then you were healed from it.
قال من أنتم الذين شهر الله لكما حالي.
And he said, who are you two who Allah showed to you my state?
قال له سيدنا علي أما هذا فعمر وأمير المؤمنين وأما أنا فعلي بن أبي طالب.
So Sayyidina Ali said, as for this one, he's the commander of the faithful Umar bin al-Khattab and I'm Ali bin Abi Talib.
فاهتز سيدنا أويس وقام يسلم عليهم.
So Sayyidina Uwais was shaken and he stood up and greeted them.
وقال جزاكم الله عن أمتي محمد خيرا.
And he said, may Allah reward you on the behalf of the Ummah of Muhammad with good.
قال وأنت له جزاك الله عن نفسك خيرا.
And they said, and you may Allah reward you from yourself.
قال من أين عرفتماني؟
And he said, and how did you two know me?
قال من رسول الله.
And they said, from Allah's messenger.
قال رسول الله ذكرني.
And he said, Allah's messenger mentioned me.
قالوا ذكرك باسمك واسم أبيك وقبيلتك ووصف لنا حالك.
And he said, he mentioned you by your name and your father's name and the name of your tribe and he described you to us.
فبكى سيدنا أويس.
And so Sayyidina Uwais cried.
وقال بأبي وأمي رسول الله.
And he said, may my father and mother be your ransom, O Messenger of Allah.
قالوا وقد أخبرنا أنه بقيت لمعة تحت منكبك الأيسر سألت الله أن يبقيها حتى تذكر النعمة.
And he said, and there was there remains a spot of this vitiligo under your left shoulder. You asked Allah, or under your left arm, and you asked Allah to make it remain so that you could remember His gift of healing you.
قال نعم.
And he said, yes.
قال أرنا إياه.
And they said, show it to us.
فأراهم إياه.
So he showed it to them.
قالوا صدق رسول الله.
And so they said, Allah's messenger spoke the truth.
أما قال له هذا المكان موعد بيني وبينك حتى أتيك بزاد ونفقة.
And he said, you stay here and I'll come back to you at an appointed time and bring you provision and support.
لأمير المؤمنين علي هذان الثوبان متى تراني أبليهما.
And he said, O commander of the faithful, I have these two garments. When do you think I'll wear them out?
ومعي أربع دراهم من رعي هذه الإبل متى تراني أنفقها.
And I have four silver coins from tending to these camels. When do you think I'll spend them?
يا أمير المؤمنين إن بين يدي ويديك عقبة كاد لا يجوزها إلا المخفون.
And he said, O commander of the faithful, before you and I is a difficult ascent. No one will pass over it except those who are light.
فضرب عمر الدرة بالأرض بالدرة وقال من يأخذ الخلافة بما فيها وددت أني أخرج منها كفافا لا لي ولا علي.
And so Umar, may Allah be well pleased with him, struck the ground with his crop and he said, speaking of the Khilafah, the Caliphate, who would take it from us with that which is in it and for it? I wish that I would have left it in a state, basically breaking even, nothing for me or against me. Those were the ones who strived and then still felt humble.
هو الذي لما تولى الخلافة قال إن نمت بالليل ضيعت حق نفسي وإن نمت بالنهار ضيعت حق رعيتي.
And he was the one who said when he took on the caliphate, if I sleep by night, I'll neglect the rights of my soul, and if I sleep by day, I'll neglect the rights of my people.
فكان إنما ينام غفوات.
So he would just sleep when he was overcome and dozed.
ولما طلب منه الاستغفار قال أنا أستغفر لكما.
So when they sought for him to seek forgiveness, he said, "What I seek forgiveness for you."
قال رسول الله أمرنا بذلك.
And he said, "Allah's messenger told us to do that."
انظر شرع النبي لنا الانكسار من أجل الله والتعلق بالصالحين حتى أبو سيدنا عمر وسيدنا علي الأفضل من أويس يطلبان الاستغفار من أويس.
So look how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم legislated for us to be humble or broken and to seek the prayer of the pious. And Umar and Sayyidina Ali are in need, or were better than Sayyidina Uwais, but they still sought his prayer.
فإن كان الوقوف عند أويس وطلب الاستغفار منه باب من أبواب الله فما ظنك بالوقوف على أكرم خلق الله.
So if standing or reaching Sayyidina Uwais and seeking Allah's forgiveness for Allah's sake was a door of the doors of Allah, then what do you think about standing at the door of the best of Allah's creatures?
وربك يقول ولو أنهم ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما.
And your Lord said, if only when they had wronged themselves, they had come to you and sought forgiveness, and the messenger had sought forgiveness. They sought Allah's forgiveness, and the messenger sought Allah's forgiveness for them. They would have found Allah forgiving and merciful.
فما أحسن الوقوف على باب الله.
So how very splendid is standing at the door of Allah.
رزقنا الله حسن الوقوف على بابه.
May Allah grant us to stand well at His door.
واللياذي بأعتابه.
And to seek refuge at His doorstep.
وإنما يعرف ذلك بالعلم النافع.
And that is only known through beneficial knowledge.
ومجالسة كل ذي قلب خاشع.
And keeping the company of everyone with a submissive heart.
وبذلك يحصل التطهر عن الدنايا.
And through that purification is attained from lowly things.
وتحصل الحصول على المزايا.
And through that one attains virtues.
ومن لم يجالس المنكسرين لم يعرف معنى انكسار القلب من أجل الله.
And if someone does not sit for those who are broken or humble, they will not know how to have one's heart humble for Allah's sake.
ولما سئل سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى عنه عن الوقوف في الحج قيل له لما جعل الله الوقوف عند الجبل بعرفة ولم يجعله عند الكعبة.
So when Sayyidina Ali was asked about the standing of Arafah on Hajj, he said, why did they make the standing near a mountain and didn't make the standing at the Kaaba?
Al-Ka'batu Baytullah wal-Jabal Babullah.
He said, the Kaaba is Allah's house and the mountain is Allah's door.
فَلَمَّا جَاءُوا إِلَيْهِ وَقَصَدُوا أَوْقَفَهُمْ عَلَى بَابِهِ.
So when they came seeking him, he made them stand at his door.
قالوا فالمشعر الحرام في مزدلفة من الحرم.
And he said, and المشعر الحرام, which is in مزدلفة, it's part of the حرم.
لما وقفوا على بابه وتهيئوا للدخول عليه أوقفهم على الحجاب الثاني, الباب الثاني وهو المزدلفة.
So then when they stood at his door and were prepared to enter upon him, he made them stand at the second passageway, and that was at Muzdalifah.
فَلَمَّا أَكْثَرُوا التَّبَرُّعَ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ نَقَرَّبَهُمْ إِلَى مِنَى لِيَقْذُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلِيَنْحَرُوا بُدُنَهُمْ وَلِيَتَظَهَرُوا.
And then when they passed and they begged Allah and prayed to Allah much, then he made them go to Mina so that they could slaughter their sacrificial animals and purify. And then he gave them permission to enter to him at his house after they had been purified. Indicating that no one is becoming of being in Allah's presence until they are cleansed and purified.
كما أن القرآن لا يجوز أن يمسه إلا المطهرون فأسراره ومعارفه لا يدركها إلا المطهرون.
Just as the Quran may not be touched except by those who are purified, the knowledge in it and the secrets in it are not allowed except for those who are purified.
كان يقول بعض العارفين كلما جئت إلى باب من أبواب الله وجدت عليه زحمة وكثيرا من الناس حتى طرقت باب الافتقار والانكسار فلم أجد إلا القليل وسهل علي منه الدخول.
So some of the knowers of Allah said, whenever I came to one of the doors of Allah, I found it crowded with people until I came to the door of poverty and humbleness, and I found very few people there, and that it was easy to enter.
ألا إننا متعرضون لرحمة الله.
Are we not offering ourselves to receive Allah's mercy?
واقفون بمجلسنا وما نقول ونسمع على باب الله.
Standing in this gathering of ours and with what we hear and what we say at Allah's door.
نسأل الرحمن أن يفتح لنا باب.
Asking الرحمن to open for us His door.
وأن يكشف عن كل قلب حجابه.
And to remove from every heart its veil.
ويا من جمعتنا في هذا المسجد حققنا بحقائق السجود.
Oh, you who gathered us in this mosque, give us to be realized in the realities of prostration.
وارزقنا سجود القلب.
And grant us or give us the prostration of the heart.
الذي لا يرفع عنه صاحبه أبدا.
That which it's the one whose heart prostrates never raises its head.
ولقد كان من المشهورين بقطع الطريق وإيذاء الناس في سابق الزمن رجلا كان في بغداد.
And there was a man in Baghdad who was known for being a highwayman in the past.
يقال له ابن هوارة.
His name was Ibn هوارة.
ولقد سمع ليلة رجلا يقول لامرأته في البيت أيقظيني بعد نصف الليل فإني أحب أن أذهب إلى الموصل فأريد أن أمشي قبل الفجر حتى لا يدركني ابن هوارة.
And so he heard a man say to his wife, wake me after midnight because I want to travel to Mosul before and I want to travel before dawn so that I'm not caught by Ibn Huwara.
فلما سمعه قال يا بيحي لقد أخفت المسلمين.
So when he heard him say this, he said, woe to me, I've terrified the Muslims.
فوقعت التوبة في قلبه.
So then his repentance descended into his heart.
فلما كان نصف الليل سمعت تقول قم لا يدركك ابن هوارة قم من النوم يا رجل.
So at midnight he heard her say, wake up. that you wouldn't be caught by Ibn Huwara, wake up.
فناداها قال يا هذه دعي زوجك في نومه ابن هوارة تابي لربك.
So then when he heard her, he said, oh ma'am, let your husband sleep because Ibn Huwara has repented to his Lord.
فالتفت أي ماذا يجد حواليه فإذا بمسجد دخل فيه.
So he looked around and then he found a mosque and went in.
تطهر ودخل يبكي في المسجد.
And he purified himself and then began to cry in the mosque.
فصادف في المسجد قوما من الصالحين يجتمعون كل يوم ويذكرون الله ويتذاكرون في العلم.
And he found in the mosque a group of pious people who would gather every day and remember Allah and study and discuss knowledge.
حضر معهم وسمع تذاكرهم في اليوم الأول.
He attended with them and listened to their discussion on the first day.
وهو يزداد انكسارا وخشية وإنابة.
And he was increased in humility and reverent fear and repentance.
وفي اليوم الثاني واليوم الثالث.
And in the second day and the third day.
فلما كان في الثالث أو الرابع بدأ يشاركهم في الكلام بما نور الله عليه.
And in the third or the fourth day, he started to participate with them in the speech to the extent Allah gave light to him.
فَلَمَّا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامِ حَسَنٍ قَالُوا مَنْ مَعَنَا الْأَخْ بِاللَّهَ هَذَا الَّذِي حَضَرْ وَهُوَ غَرِيبْ مَا نَشْعَهَدُ مِنْ قَبْلِ.
So then when he said something that was good, someone asked him, and who is this new brother we've not met before?
فقد سمعنا في كلامك ما يدل على الذوق والمعرفة.
And he said, we heard in your speech what indicated a taste and a knowledge.
قالوا أنا ابن هوارة.
And he said, I'm ابن هوارة.
قالوا من؟
They said, who?
قالوا ابن هوارة.
He said, I'm ابن هوارة.
ابن هوارة قاطع الطريق.
He said, ابن هوارة the highwayman.
قال نعم.
He said, yes.
ما خبره؟
And he said, what happened to you?
قال رجعت إليه ولزمت بابه فقبله.
He said, I returned to him and stayed at his door and he accepted me.
فهنوه بتوبته.
So they congratulated him for repenting.
وشجعوه على صدق إنابته.
And they returned him, they encouraged him in his true return.
وهكذا الشان يا أهل الإيمان.
And this is how it is, O people of faith.
قف على باب ما يقلده يا سعد قالي باب مولاك لي منه ورود الفوائد.
Stand at the door that one is never driven away from, the door of your Lord from whom gifts come.
تحت باب الرجاء وقفت بذلي فأغثني بالقصد قبل المنية.
Beneath the door, your door, I've stood in my humility, so grant me my hopes prior to my death coming.
إن من أعظم الأبواب صدق المحبة.
From the greatest of doors is true love.
وَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا أَعْظَمْ مَنِ الْحَبُّ
أَحَبَّ. And the Muhammad is the great, is the one who Allah, the real, loved most.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقُولُ وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيهِ.
And your Lord says, my love is guaranteed for those who love for my sake.
وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيهِ.
And those who visit one another for my sake.
وَالْمُتَبَاذِلِينَ فِيهِ.
And those who spend for my sake.
نَسَأَلُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُلْحِقَنَا بِهِمْ.
We hope that Allah will make us join them.
يَسْقِينَا مِنْ شُرْبِهِمْ.
So he can give us to drink from their drink.
يا ربي يا مولانا افتح لنا بابك.
Oh my Lord, oh our Master, open for us your door.
وادخلنا في جملة أحبابك.
And make us among the group of those whom you love.
يا فتاح افتح لنا بابك.
Oh فتاح, open for us your door.
اجعلنا من جملة أحبابك.
And make us from those whom you love.
يا فتاح افتح لنا بابك.
Open or open your door for us.
واجعلنا من جملة أحبابك.
And make us from those whom you love.
يا الله أسعدنا بصدق الإقبال عليك.
Allah, make us joyous through truly turning to you.
أكرمنا بالقبول لديك.
And grant us acceptance from you.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Oh, most merciful of the merciful.
زد هذا المسجد بركة.
Increase this mosque in بركة.
وأهليه والقائمين عليه.
As well as its folk and those who maintain it.
إمامه والمترددين إليه.
Imam and those who frequent this mosque.
تب لنا ولهم القبول.
Write for us and them acceptance.
أصلح لنا ولهم الفعل والمقول.
And rectify for us and them action and sayings.
خلنا وإياهم في دائرة حبيبك الرسول.
Make us and them enter the sphere of your beloved messenger.
عم الحاضرين بنظرة رحمانية.
And give the present, those who are present, a gaze of mercy.
ومنة ربانية.
And a lordly favor.
نرقى بها المراقي العلية.
In which we ascend to the high
station. يا أرحم الراحمين.
Oh, most merciful of the merciful.
يا أكرم الأكرم.
Oh, most generous of the generous.
يا أجود الأجودي.
Oh, most giving.
يا رب العالمين.
Oh, Lord of the worlds.
يا أول الأولين.
Oh, first of the first.
يا آخر الآخرين.
Last of the last.
يا ذا القوة المتين.
Oh, one of firm strength.
يا راحم المساكين.
Oh, one who's merciful to the needy.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
The most merciful of the merciful.
أعدنا من شرور أنفسنا.
Protect us from the wickedness of ourselves, from our evil deeds.
بلغنا فوق أمالنا.
Make us reach beyond our hopes.
كل خير في الدنيا والآخرة.
All good in this world and the next.
الحياة وعند الممات.
At life and death.
في البرزخ والآخرات.
In the intermediate realm of the
برزخ. يا مجيب الدعوات.
O you who answers prayer.
يا قاضي الحاجات.
O you who fulfills needs.
يا رب الأرض والسماوات.
O Lord of the heavens.
يا الله.
O Allah.
يا أكرم الأكرمين.
يا
أرحم
الراحمين
دعوناك كما أمرتنا فاستجب لنا كما وعدتنا إنك لا تخلف الميعاد أصلح شأننا كل بما أصلحت بشؤون الصالحين اختم لنا بالحسنى واليقين واجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله بحقائق متحققين وأنت راض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلى الله على المصطفى محمد وآله وصحبه من سار في دربه والحمد لله رب العالمين تقبل منا بسر الفاتحة